One of South Africa's premier property companies, ATAC, released year-end results for the 12 months to end of June today. And it's a warm welcome to Jackie van Niekerk, who's the chief executive. Jackie, thanks for joining us. The numbers are incredibly strong. And on the financial side, up by a quarter on both your dividend and your distribution. But on the other hand, some of those operational metrics like occupancy and rental reversions are looking a little soggy, especially in the office sector. Is there am I being a bit harsh on you here, or are there some dark clouds on the horizon?
I think there's always context also to numbers. So, and it's real, you know. We're exceptionally happy about the performance that we've achieved. Our occupancy at 91%, still very healthy. Do we always want to do better? Of course, yes. You know, there's one or two leases that we've signed post-year-end, which takes it up to 93%. So definitely a great action plan in place on leasing certain of our buildings. On reversions, you know, that's why I say there's always context to numbers. On the collaboration hub sector, which is the offices, we call it collab hubs. You know, we've had long dated leases that came up for renewal, 10 years plus leases that we renewed. So, you know, 10 years ago, you would sign a lease of an increased escalation of 8% per year. And reality is market rentals never caught up with, you know, or stayed up to date with an 8% increase. So we did revert back to market, which we brought those market rentals back. But I think we're very, very happy with is the retention strategy that we could retain such a large component of our clients, which is, again, healthy for business in South Africa.
Just explain that, if you would, the rewriting of the rentals after 10 years. Because I guess we haven't, the economy hasn't gone anywhere. As a property owner, one would have expected that at least we would have had economic growth and there would have been a renewal at a higher rate. Are you having to write them at lower rentals?
Yeah, so let me give you a good example. You know, so for instance, you sign a tenant, let's say 10 years ago, you agree at that stage what was market rent, you know, net rent. And then there we go. For 10 years, the rental rate would escalate, let's say, at an 8%. Now you come at the end of your lease term, so now you've got a X amount of rental, and then we look at where's market at the moment. So market is always a bit lower than what your exit rentals have been, and then you renew at the market really rentals, and that in the office market, unfortunately, at this stage comes at a reversion. But what we have seen is that reversions substantially decline over time. And then there's also isolated cases in your portfolio where you've got a difficult building where you want to keep a client and then you're a bit softer on market-related rentals. And also, as you've rightfully said, GDP hasn't grown. So you can't expect for market rentals to grow at an 8% rate per annum. And that's what we need to manage in our business very, very, very carefully.
I guess the other issue that you'd have is that you're very focused on Gauteng and particularly on Waterfall City. About half of your distributable income comes from that prestigious development. Has that been taking a little bit of strain given the issues that the rest of the country is seeing in Gauteng with the poor governance?
Well, we definitely feel the frustration of macro services and slow moving elements, you know, coming out of the municipality. But I also think that's our strength in Gauteng. We've able to build a city and we operate and we provide a safe and sustainable spaces for our clients. And I think that's part of our big success and why we're attracting top tier international clients to Waterfall Cities. They're like, if we're going to have a home in Joburg, this is where we're going to be. And we are still the economic hub of South Africa. And I don't think that's going to change. And people are saying this is where we want to be. So we've seen an uptick in especially in our office market where people are moving to Waterfall to say this is our address because our people can walk to the mall, they can work, they can sit in a park and it's safe. And we're always on and we provide that infrastructure and the backbone to our clients.
When you say the infrastructure, so You've got electricity, you've got water.
And then open network as well. So we, you know, through the landowner, not the tech, we provide the backbone network as well to the, you know, to all of our clients. And then also we built the roads, we built the infrastructure, we make sure there's parks, we maintain the roads, we've got security roaming the streets, we've got over 500 cameras. From a security point of view. So it's much more than just water and electricity. It's all infrastructure enabling a harmonious environment to work and shop and live in.
Is this the future, do you think, of South Africa, the waterfall city type complexes?
I definitely think so. You know, also if we look in the past, the success of Century City, you know, in Cape Town, it also took a number of years for Century City to take off. And today it's an incredible precinct. So and in Durban, it like, you know, there's also smaller precincts. I definitely think enable South Africa to operate where multinationals want to operate in. It could be the future of South Africa. Without saying, you know, we are partnering with council, we work with Johannesburg Water, and we've got great relationships, you know, with people in council. But it's just as much as their hands are cut off, we ensure that we help and we support and we build a better future. And we spend a great amount of time and money in and putting world-class infrastructure in, which both not just the waterfall residents and people that live and work here, but also people in the surrounds.
Well, clearly you do believe greatly in the project because in this past period you bought another 20%. That you didn't own yet in the Mall of Africa. That, I presume, tells us that things are going well there.
Absolutely. You know, Mall of Africa, pretty much, I think we've got a 1% vacancy, fully, you know, almost fully let. We've got an awesome team, you know, managing the mall incredibly well. We've had some great success with renewals. Checkers Hyper has expanded over the last year, their footprint also trading from strength to strength. And we've got a lot of clients, you know, 33 retailers revamped their stores. So we've got so much great momentum at Mall of Africa. And also, as you think about it, as we keep on building out Waterfall City, we're just naturally bringing more and more shoppers to Mall of Africa. And we're not, you know, we're halfway done with the development at Waterfall. So you can just think about what the strength of Mall of Africa will be in the next 5 to 10 years.
Ecosystem. On the other hand, and it was interesting to see the results from Hyprop also out today, where they've now disposed of their rest of Africa. They saw that as a highlight. You've also disposed of your rest of Africa, in other words, non-South African African assets. What's going on there? Is it just too difficult to do business in other parts of the continent?
I think, you know, there's a lot of lessons that we and Hyprop, and by the way, we and Hyprop were in the same investment together. So we were a bit joint at the hip at that investment. We disposed it collectively. I think there's a lot of lessons we've learned. You know, I think sometimes you also go in a few years ago with a bit of arrogance and we're going to build in Africa the way South Africans think they know best. And I think your depth of your local partnership is always so important. I think, you know, dollar leases in local currency leases is not the answer. So we've got so many lessons that we have learned. And there's other companies that have made a great success of investing in Africa. But the barrier of entry is difficult. You must understand your local landscape. And we just felt, you know, our attention, our focus should be in our backyard, which we can see and walk every day. We understand the governance and we understand the lay of the land. Let's focus our capital and our time and our effort. We understand and know our game. So lessons learned. But I think, you know, there's some other people that has made great successes of investing, you know, in the rest of Africa.
Well, indeed, we're hearing more and more that their economic growth rates in economies outside of South Africa far exceed that of South Africa. But I guess when it comes to property, there might be other complexities that that you have to take into account rather than just trading, law to begin with.
100%. You know, it's law, it's culture, you know, how people operate, their preferences, the routes to work, market. how you build a building, how can you collect rent, you know, can you, what do you do, what's your repercussions, you know, within the law to collect rent, all the basics. And we've learned a lot of lessons and we've got quite a number of stories to tell. But again, great respect for the countries, nothing wrong with the countries. It's just, where should be your focus? How big is your balance sheet? And what can you, you know, where should you focus? You can't be everything to everyone. I'm a firm believer from a strategic company, running a company, we should focus, be focused, apply our capital and disciplined, applying our capital to things that we know that we can unlock and grow it, not just for a day one return, but for a 10, 15, 20 year return.
Jackie, is Waterfall City about half of your business today?
It is, yes.
And the rest, the other parts of the business, how are they going? We've heard that Waterfall City is doing really well.
Yeah. So the rest of our business is we've got exposure. We've got a precinct in Pretoria, Lynnwood Beach, and Glenfield, Pretoria offices fully let. Believe it or not, we're creating really great rentals in that precinct. Moorefield Mall in Potchefstroom, we've recently upgraded that mall, trading really well. They've got a vacancy of 2%. Gardenwood Mall in George, I don't know if you know it, but it's on the highway there. All the holiday makers, you know, over holiday times know the George Mall very, very well. And again, you know, we continue to look at how do we expand, how do we increase our footprint in the George area. We do have more land in that area. And then in Stellenbosch, we've got the Akerstad Mall in the heart of Stellenbosch. Very proud of our partnership with Marty's, partnering with you know, the students, but then also with the local residents in the area. And again, another mall that we see great opportunity with further additions and some expansions over the next 2 to 3 years. So I think it's a very balanced portfolio. The portfolio outside Waterfall, really anchored with strong retail fundamentals. And we believe that grows, you know, that brings footfall and some real keen interest from our clients. So we're very proud of our portfolio outside Waterfall City.
You've got a strong balance sheet. You also, enhanced it, interestingly enough, by refinancing a big part of your debt at a lower cost. Just take us through that and that process and how much, in fact, you saved as a result.
Yeah, so we refinanced around about 5.9 billion rand of debt over the last year. How did we come about it? Historically a development focused fund, then converted in 2018 to a REIT. And historically, if you're development focused, you the banks really penalize you with higher, you know, margin. To your debt. We also, in this year, we launched our first DMTN issuance of about 750 million rand. So in a combination of repaying a lot of the debt, so our gearing ratio is 25%, the DMTN issuance of 750 million rand, and then, you know, the balance of the portfolio being de-geared, we really could reduce the margin of our debt, and our all-in weighted average cost of debt came down from 10% to 9.2%. You know, so I think we're a fully fledged REIT now. Our balance sheet is very healthy, and the banks can see the health in our balance sheet, and they could keenly price our margin. So I think it's that risk and reward that is definitely in our favor.
So where to from here? You've got a clean balance sheet, lots of capacity to do more acquisitions or more developments. Are you likely to be doing anything or announcing anything big in the next 12 months?
I don't know. I hope so. I think big for us at the moment is really focusing on the rollout of Waterfall Junction. That's a big piece of real estate in Waterfall on the other side of the highway, where we are focusing on our logistics hubs. We've got two warehouses of just under 40,000 square meters. We're commencing with construction now. We've got some great RFPs that we're currently working on with the team. We've got a talent conferencing we're working on. So there's a lot that's happening in the development space in Waterfall that we definitely would hopefully announce in the next few months. And then coupled with that, you know, we're a South African focused fund. As I said, we reshaped our portfolio over the last years quite intently. And hopefully there's another big precinct that comes our way that we could invest into. So nothing firm other than Waterfall and the developments in Waterfall at this stage.
Are you attracting any international investment interest? And it's very relevant, this question, because we do see South Africa as being uninvestable in the eyes of some people. However, others, are clearly yourself amongst them, are seeing through the current noise and believing that there is a brighter future into the future, hopefully not too far off.
You have to, eh? If you've got kids and you're living in South Africa, you have to believe that every action or small action or every step in the forward direction that any person in South Africa make, we're all, you know, walking towards the brighter future. International investments, coming back to your question, not big on our our share register. I think we may be too small for the larger funds to even take notice of us at this stage. But maybe changing the question is, we keep on doing business with a lot of multinational clients, tenants signing up with us, and I always ask the question, you know, why are you expanding or building more offices in South Africa? They're like, this is the gateway to Africa. We've recently seen the Walmart announcement with Massmart, and again talking to the CEO there, and they said this is our gateway into Africa. So, you know, we should hold on to that and grow from that. It's that international still see South Africa as the gateway, you know, of Africa. And I think there's some incredible opportunities. So we partner a lot in our, especially in our collaboration hubs and our logistics hubs, with great multinational clients wanting to be in South Africa, wanting to build their footprint. And I think that bodes very well. Hopefully local elections goes well next year, and we can get people, especially in Gauteng, looking after our cities, you know, and ensure that the governance and is embedded, and we spend the money where the money is desperately needed to be spent to improve and retain, you know, to improve the infrastructure that has been failing over the number of years.
Yeah, there might be some people saying that Gauteng's governance can't get worse. So if you're looking for some upside, well, there's a tack. Just to close off with, Jackie, the logistics hub that you're busy building over the highway, as you say, in Waterfall City. How much of that kind of development have you seen in particularly the Johannesburg area? Talking to the guys to the south, Port of Gauteng, for instance, they've got huge ambitions. There's something called Tambo Springs, which is down there as well. Logistics are a fantastic investment opportunity for investors. But I guess, is there any concern that there might be just too many players in that market in future?
Yeah, we quite keep a very close eye on all the players in the market and the land availability. I also think our land bodes very well from a distribution point of view. We're in the middle of Gauteng on major highways. So we've got the BMW parts distribution center here. We're talking to other distribution centers at the moment, where it's very easy to fulfill anywhere in Gauteng within, within an hour or an hour and a half. So it also depends on what type of logistics you are targeting. So we are more the online logistics targeting, the fulfillment, one-day fulfillment logistics. We definitely don't see ourselves competing with the port, like you say, the south of Joburg, the port, like, you know, holding facility and then distributing it to warehouses like ourselves. We've also seen great success with, because of the environment that we've created, Cotton On decided we're bringing our warehouse plus our head office and merging it into one to create efficiencies in their business. And they did it in Waterfall because Crossroads, the mall, we've got all the amenities. So, because of the way of logistics, digitalizing, changing, also your requirements from workers being in those facilities are changing, and we definitely are able to capitalize on those changes and those trends changing over time. But I think there's space for everyone. The bigger logistics, distribution, and then the online fulfillment facilities.
Jackie van Niekerk is the Chief Executive of ATTACK, and I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.